Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing, should you be friends with your ex? So before we get into the podcast, I just want to let you know about my website, dateme.tips. That's www.dateme.tips. Do you need help trying to save your crumbling relationship? Would you like advice on how to try and get your ex back? Or maybe you need an action plan on how to try and get a girlfriend or boyfriend? I provide email coaching on all of these subjects and can help your specific situation. Visit my website, dateme.tips, to find out more details. That's www.dateme.tips. You will also find on my site the books that I've written, my clothing range, and other information. So now let's get back to the podcast, and today we're discussing, should you be friends with your ex? And this will of course depend on what you are hoping your relationship with your ex will kind of be going forward after your breakup. So if you are somebody who was dumped and you want to try and get back with your ex, then no, I would not suggest you stay friends with your ex. And I will go into the reasons why shortly. So I'll just go through the other permutations. So if you are somebody who has dumped somebody else and you are now in a position where you know, or you at least have a suspicion, that they would like you back, then again, no, you should not be friends with your ex. In fact, the only way that really you should be considering being friends with your ex is if you are both completely fine with the situation after the breakup. And in all honesty, that is a rare occurrence. It is rare that both people don't want to get back together. Quite often, they might kind of pretend that, but normally at least one person, even if it's just secretly, they are hoping to kind of get back with their ex. So you need to think of it this way. Most people will wrongly assume that a friendship can develop into a relationship after a breakup, and they think that the kind of quickest and easiest way to try to get back with their ex is to say, no, we'll just be platonic friends, it'll be fine, it'll be great, and then to slowly but surely change that into a physical, emotional, and romantic relationship. And that very rarely happens. In fact, if you try to do that, if you've been dumped and you're trying to get your ex back, and you decide to go down the route of trying to be friends with your ex, then you're likely to get hurt very badly. And this is because even if you pretend, or maybe even you're convincing yourself that you can be platonic friends with your ex, but at some point you're thinking, you know, maybe things will change, you've got to remember that your ex dumped you. And when somebody gets dumped, the person who has dumped their ex no longer has romantic attraction for their ex. They have now kind of moved on in their mindset, and they will think of you as at best a friend and at worst a stranger. And in neither of these circumstances will a romantic relationship blossom. A romantic relationship has to grow organically. It can't be persuaded, it can't be bartered with, it can't be begged, it can't be discussed. It has to be a special feeling. You've got to remember that attraction is not a choice. So this is not going to stem from a friendship. And if you stay friends with your ex, then the only thing that's going to happen is that at some stage, your ex is going to want another romantic relationship. And if you've stayed friends with them, then it's not likely to be with you. It's likely to be with somebody else. And you will go through the pain of seeing your ex, who you still love, seemingly, and you still want to get back with, you will be kind of up close and personal with them during the period where they are now having a new relationship. And that can be so painful. There is no point in hanging on to your ex in a kind of false friendship hope that they will decide to take you back, And if you're the person who was the dumper and you have a feeling that your ex would like you back, then if you maintain a friendship with them, then that is just cruel. Because in this position, you would likely be looking for a new romantic relationship with somebody else. And you need to bear in mind that your ex is probably holding on to the hope that this friendship that you now have can somehow change into a relationship. And they will be heartbroken once again if they then see you with somebody else. So you might be thinking, well, what is the best way to try and get back with an ex then? If it's not to be friends with them, what is the best way? And I suggest using the no contact rule. And there are various versions of a no contact rule that you can find online. And I, of course, believe that my version of a no contact rule will give you the best possible chance to try and get your ex back. Whereas some of the other versions that I've seen online, I believe will really hinder your chances, will really probably destroy your chances of trying to get your ex back. So make sure you subscribe to my podcasts so you can check out the other ones that I've done, specifically on the no contact rule, so you can familiarize yourself with it. And I've also got a book on my website, which is dateme.tips. And this book specifically tries to help you get your ex back. So again, you might want to check my book out on that. The problem mainly when people come to me and say, look, I want to stay friends with my ex, what is the harm? Is that, as I've kind of just said, you need to remember that your ex has dumped you and hence they no longer see you romantically. And they can only regain that romantic feeling if they start to wonder about you, if they start to consider they made the wrong decision. And they can't do these things if you are really close with them. You need to vanish from their life. They need to realize what life is like without you. They can't have it in a way where they've got the best of both worlds, where they keep you as a friend, but they also get to have other relationships. You know, you're making it easy for them if you decide to be friends. And unless you are both definitely happy to be platonic friends, in which case, you know, be friends. But if you're not willing to be like that, then it's just not going to be something that has a positive outcome. You need to shock your ex. You need to give them the feeling of drug withdrawal of your time. You don't want to wean them slowly off you, which is what a friendship would do, because they would get to see you no doubt less often than when you was together, but they still get to hear from you. They still get to see you periodically. And that is weaning them slowly off you until they really don't need anything more from you. And instead, you need to give them the drug withdrawal effect. You need to vanish from their life. They've made the decision to end the relationship. You're not happy about that, but you need to respect the decision and you need to move on with your life. And even if deep down you're hoping to get your ex back, the first step of that is to go through no contact and to basically move on with your life, even if it's just in your mind, at the back of your mind, you're thinking, I want my ex back, but you need to kind of pursue the thought of a new life. So pursue a new life, do not pursue your ex. So I hope you've enjoyed this podcast today, because it is a difficult topic whether or not you should be friends with your ex. So just to quickly clarify it once more, you should only be friends with your ex if both people are definitely happy with a platonic friendship. If you have been dumped and you want your ex back, or if you dumped your ex and you know deep down they would like you back, then being friends is just going to cause pain. So you will probably want to look at alternative options than to being friends, and that would be to move on with your life. And if you do that, then there is a good chance that at some stage, it could be days, weeks, months, that your ex will actually miss you. The attraction will start to organically grow again in their mind, and the wonder and the intrigue, and they would then likely get in touch with you. And it could be at that point a ripe time to try to rebuild and rekindle your relationship on a new, stronger foundation. So thank you for listening to today, and I will drop another podcast soon.